Joining me for this edition of Eye on the Arts are Amy Wolf, events coordinator, and Benjamin Dunn, arts instructor at Opportunity Enterprises, and it's very nice to have you both here.
Thank you.
Amy, how long have you been affiliated with Opportunity Enterprises?
Just under 2 years.
Ah, so you're new. And Benjamin, how long have you been an art instructor?
10 years.
Wow. So you were affiliated with what's my friend's name who ran the Artability program before?
Carol?
No, a man.
Derek.
Derek, yes. Did Derek hire you?
Yes, he did.
Oh, cool. Mm-hmm. So you've really been involved with it then.
Yep.
Because Derek kind of built it up.
Yes.
Yeah, over time. I only know these things because OE receives a grant from the Indiana Arts Commission through South Shore Arts for this program. So why don't you explain to us what, briefly OE, but more importantly, what the Artability program does.
Yeah, so Opportunity Enterprises serves individuals with disabilities in kind of three main categories. So we have our residential programs, mm-hmm. our curriculum-based programs, and our work-based programs. Mm-hmm. And then in addition to that, we also offer enrichment services, which is one of those being the Art Enrichment Program, which is what hosts Artability. So I'll let Ben talk about the Art Enrichment Program.
Yes, and in the art department, we take our people either one-to-one mm-hmm. or four-to-one in a group.
Okay.
And they can choose to work on whatever they would like to work on. Mm-hmm. And a few of those being sellable items, mm-hmm. which are canvas and ceramics mm-hmm. and some glass art.
Mm-hmm.
And they get a commission on each piece.
Mm-hmm.
And the piece is a collaboration between the artist and the art instructor.
Mm-hmm. So OE serves a huge population.
Oh, yes. Very huge.
And out of that huge population, how many participate in the art program?
I think our most recent numbers were we provide about 1,000 hours to 250 individuals a month.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
So the media are varied in as to what participants can create.
Right.
And is the Artability, so the Artability sale comes up every fall in November,
mm-hmm.
coming up this year on which date?
November 16th.
November 16th. And it's going to be at Valparaiso University?
Yes, at the Christopher Center.
And the is that the only activity? I know it's the culminating activity mm-hmm. for the program for the year. Are there other activities other than the class instruction itself?
No.
Can people buy the art
yes.
at OE?
They can buy it at our – we have a market store at our facility, the main facility in Valpo.
Yeah.
And we also have a store in Meijer now that is pretty new.
Really?
Yes.
And the Meijer, like, giant grocery store / everything else?
Correct.
Yes.
Yes.
Like, where they sell things.
Yes.
Wow, that's a fantastic
yes. –
and at this Valpo store.
Yes.
Yeah, that's great.
You can also buy the art at all these events throughout the year. So at our gala and some of the other events, we also sell
sense.
The art there.
That's neat. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So they're really getting their products out there.
Oh, yes.
And it benefits the clients as well, directly.
Yes.
Yeah.
So for every piece that is sold, the artist receives a commission.
Yeah.
And then any of the additional profits from the piece go back to the program.
And how many works of art on average might one expect to find at the Artability sale itself?
Around 70,
okay.
I would say paintings.
Uh-huh.
We have many more ceramics and
right.
glass.
Right.
Maybe around 200 or more.
Oh, that's fantastic. So that's a ton.
Right.
Yes.
Yes.
It is a very large show. Very
yeah,
large show.
Very large show. When I last attended, so I'm embarrassed because I haven't been in the last couple of years, but it was still in downtown Chesterton.
Right.
That was a commercial gallery, I believe.
Yes.
Yeah.
Framing Concepts.
Oh, there you go. Framing Concepts. So now, and how long have you had it now at Christopher Center?
This will be the
third year.
Okay. Okay. And obviously it was you have more space there and
correct.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
so you're going to have a lot more work to show.
Yes.
That's
yeah.
fantastic. Well, I remember how the clients taking great pride in showing their work and being photographed with their work and the people buying their work, and it was a great connector.
Yeah.
For the people who are the artists as well as the audience.
Yeah, and it's growing every year. More clients are getting involved in creating pieces, both ceramics and canvas pieces, and their families are coming. Last year we had over 350 people attend the event.
Wow. Now, do you charge for the event?
No, it's free and open to the public.
Mm-hmm. And you have little refreshments.
Yes, we do. We like to support our local businesses that support us. So mm-hmm. we'll have desserts from Designer Desserts, Berkey Family Farms, Toy Ann Sweetery, and Aberdeen Manor Catering.
Wow.
Yes.
That sounds, it's getting really classy.
It is very classy.
Well, that sounds fantastic. You've made a lot of growth and really developed the program a lot. So congratulations on that and good luck with this year's sale.
Thank you.
And thank you for coming in to tell us about it. And thank you for listening. We'll be back again next week with another edition of Eye on the Arts.